This is the My Faith Journey column. It's entitled God Creator, Building Relationships in Indigenous Communities, written by Jill Fabricius Keith. It's a sunny day in the Wind River Range of Wyoming. A group of Indigenous people and I form a circle to burn tobacco and offer a prayer of thanks to the Creator for the plants we're gathering today. Once we pray and provide an offering to Mother Earth, we scatter across the wide open space to dig up roots and collect berries. For 5 years, I've been listening, learning, collecting plants, and building relationships with the Restoring Shoshone Ancestral Food Gathering group from the Wind River Indian Reservation. I acknowledge them for allowing me to walk and work with them on ancestral lands. I acknowledge the homelands of the Shoshone, Cheyenne, Arapaho, and Crow, where I live and work. I am a white ELCA Lutheran colonial settler. I grew up in the church, formed by Sunday school, choir, confirmation, youth group, and worship. My husband is a pastor, so our family is enmeshed in church activities. I'm also a scientist and an academic, which adds further layers of privilege. Many years ago, a colleague told me they couldn't participate in Native American ceremonies or smudging at a health event because they believed those practices were pagan. They considered their faith separate from those ceremonies. I didn't see these ceremonies as pagan, but for many years I never connected my work with Indigenous partners to my faith. My spirituality grew when I started teaching nutrition at a tribal college, where I experienced a culturally rich and faithful environment. Meetings began with prayer. Every ceremony incorporated songs and drums to honor the Creator. In my work with them, my emotional and spiritual connection to the earth was enhanced by our prayers and offerings for the harvest and working in the fields and the mountains. We talked and we laughed and built relationships while working in harmony with Mother Earth. Then I would drive home off the reservation, and on Sunday I would worship at my Lutheran church. I loved the scripture, the liturgy, singing, and fellowship, and these two paths were interwoven in me, though I never recognized them as one. This cultural dichotomy, walking alongside and collaborating with Indigenous partners while commuting to such a different environment that separated our experiences even more, was fraught with emotional challenges. I sought to be an ally, and I still do, but I can't reach this goal on my own. It requires the forgiveness of my Indigenous partners. All I can do is to try constantly to question my assumptions and learn, and to face the ways I've benefited from the destructive history and the current impacts of colonialism. To deepen and widen our perspectives, we must learn and acknowledge Indigenous history. We must read and listen to their voices, authors, and scholars, and strive to address health disparities. But that work doesn't hold the same experiential value as being present to listen and learn and build relationships with community members. Several passages from Robin Wall Kimmerer's Braiding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teachings of Plants resonated deeply for me. Her writing about the gifts of the land and the connections between all living beings revealed a path where my faith and work could come together. I found answers to questions I didn't know I had. Did I see plant collecting ceremonies and relationship building as part of my Lutheran faith? Were the prayers to the Creator or to God, are they the same? Why did my faith and thoughts about God seem separate from my experiences in the Indigenous communities? How is my faith intertwined with building authentic partnerships? Could I recognize the power I had from being white, Lutheran, and an academic? How could I recognize my privilege and use it to be a better ally? There were, and continue to be, difficult questions. The visceral struggle and emotion that came with discerning these questions, navigating my response, and accompanying Indigenous partners required me to break down self-made barriers between faith and work to embrace two paths as one. Free of my barriers, I find that the indigenous practices of recognizing the Creator in all things and of giving thanks to Mother Earth for that which sustains us have made my faith more authentic. I feel connected to God when I'm part of an indigenous ceremony. God is present in the wind and the water, the trees and the plants, the relationships between human and non-human aspects of the world. The true grace of God and of living in connection with Jesus is lived out in my thoughts and experiences with the Creator and Mother Earth. They aren't separate. My Lutheran faith is now interwoven with my relationships and accompaniment with indigenous partners to restore healthy ancestral foods to their diet and to play a small part in decolonization. In these relationships, listening, standing witness, creates an openness to the world in which the boundaries between us can dissolve in a raindrop, Kimmerer writes. In her book, Kimmerer writes about leaving the shore to dig around in the water and muck for cattails. I've dug cattails on the ancestral lands of the Shoshone people when gathering plants with them. We work alongside each other to reclaim and to decolonize, to build relationships with each other and the earth. Transformation is not accomplished by tentative waiting at the edge, Kimmerer writes. For me, that has been exponentially true, not only in cattail digging, but also in striving for authentic partnership and in my relationship with God, the Creator.